Joined on today's pregame by head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, another day where your offense really struggled, especially in the second and third quarters. I think you had about 100 yards combined. I didn't think your defense played too badly, though. What did you think of the game?
Yeah, I mean, we had our opportunities on both sides. I thought defensively, you know, we did play well, but shot ourselves in the foot with some injuries, or not injuries, not necessarily, but with penalties. Continued drives where, you know, we had a late hit on the quarterback, which was, it was legit after watching the film, and he took an extra step and locked the kid. And then we had one other drive get extended by a holding call in the secondary, which, you know, or pass interference, which the kids were battling hard. You're going to get some of those when we play aggressive. So that led to their, you know, I believe two of their scores. And then, yeah, we dodged a lot of bullets. We, on defense, we were put in, you know, inside the 35 and stuff, where they came up with some good stops there, forced field goals, or, you know, missed some field goals too. But at the end of the day, we put ourselves in a position in the fourth quarter. I thought their defense maybe got out the gate. You know, obviously Garrett's a really good player. He made a couple, well, three plays that directly led to turnovers. He had two strip sacks that they recovered, and then obviously deflected the ball that Emmett had at the interception. So shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit there, but they're a great player and All-American made plays. But I thought we settled in. I thought in the third quarter, you know, they had the personal foul at halftime where we were kicking in the wind. So we elected to kick in the wind from the 50 and, you know, just started that poorly where we squibbed it and the kid recovered at the 35 instead of getting him backed up. But the kids battled hard, and, you know, lo and behold, in the fourth quarter with a minute and a half to go, we had the ball going down to kick a field goal to win it and ended up going to overtime. But overall, yeah, we got to get some consistency on the offense. And we ran the ball effectively, I would say. We leaned on Jalen hard, but we got to be able to get our playmakers, those receivers, the ball. So we got to continue to evolve that way too.
One area that you were working on was special teams. Missed a field goal, but it was into that gale force wind, and their kicker also missed a field goal into the same wind from about the same distance. You did have a roughing the kicker penalty. But I thought overall, especially considering the windy conditions, I thought special teams was pretty good.
Yeah, I think the two plays that stick out, the roughing before half was just an aggressive play by one of our linebackers trying to block the punt, where he got a piece of one before. He was cut free and made a bad decision to dive and ended up taking the punter out, which really hurt. We had the ball at the 50-yard line with the win. I have an opportunity to get three before half or seven. So that was frustrating. I thought, you know, Jake Anderson punted the ball well. He had the 71-yarder and ended up being a touchback, but he was getting the ball out quick. And thought Manuel, he snapped the ball well on short snaps. We had great op times. You know, Holford did miss the one. It was really close, but it was wide. But yeah, all those points and opportunities when our margin is pretty slim right now with everything going on, we gotta take advantage of those. And Mason's got to be able to doink it through, and we got to be able to block a punt when we're cut free. So, yeah, one or two plays in that game probably changed the whole complexion of the outcome.
Speaking of one or two plays, you said you have some two-point plays in your pocket that you pull out once in a while. Was that one of those that you ran there at the end in overtime? And what was the thought process leading into deciding to go for two?
You know, I think at the given point in the game, the defense was just worn down, to be honest with you. We were out there a lot. We had, you know, 90 plays against us at that point. And you could tell our tackling got progressively a little bit more suspect, especially in overtime. We should have, you know, had the opportunity to stop them and forced to a field goal attempt. And but after they scored, it was pretty much, I told the guys, hey, let's do it. You know, the play itself was really to run some pick plays, obviously, back and forth to, you know, free up Gross on the crossing route. And their corner, believe it or not, busted on the play. They're in man-to-man coverage, and he came off, saw Gross coming under, leaking underneath. And unfortunately, progression-wise, if Emmett would have saw it, which would have been a hard thing to see, where, you know, Jake Anderson was completely cut free in the back of the end zone. But it happened fast. There was a lot of pressure on him, and we gave ourselves a shot. And, yeah, I wish we, you know, as you look back, if we catch it, we look like heroes. And now we're like, oh, man, what could have we done differently? I am aggressive by nature, and I think if I'm ever in those situations, I'm going to go for it. The vast majority of the times, maybe at home, I maybe wound up just because of the being a home field advantage. But, you know, like Augie, I went for it just because we had all the momentum in the world. They were on their heels, and I felt like we had the momentum at that point too, with the, you know, hitting the big fourth down conversion and scoring, and just didn't execute well enough to get it done.
Okay, that's enough on Concordia St. Paul. Let's move on. Head coach Brent Bolte on today's pregame. He'll be back later to talk about today's opponent, St. Cloud State. Next, we're going to have our player profile with Mikey Junker on the Beaver Radio Network. Back on the pregame show with head coach Brent Bolte. Coach, it's the final home game of the season. You're taking on a traditional rival in St. Cloud State. What are you expecting from the Huskies today?
I think you start with them, and they're taking a lot of pride on the defensive side of the ball right now. They're very, very good. They're big, physical. Maybe remind me a little of Augustana, just big, strong kids, not necessarily the sexiest bodies, maybe like that, you know, but a bunch of guys that just play hard, 300-pound interior guys. They got tall. Their DNs are really good players. Both of them are both seniors and senior-laden on their front seven that play a lot of football. So reflects back into them only giving up 290 yards per game, and they get leaned on a lot. St. Cloud has struggled a little bit offensively, being young on the offensive line or maybe just inexperienced overall. So they've done a really nice job with special teams and keeping games close. You look at their record. They lost to Southwest in a close one. They lost in overtime to Augie. They could very easily be on the other side too, sitting at 5-3 or 6-2. So it'll be a battle, and we do take a lot of pride in this game. I do in particular because it's a huge one for recruiting. You got to come through St. Cloud a lot of times to come to Bemidji, depending on if you're a Minnesota kid. So we want to keep that tradition. We've had a pretty good win streak against them, and hopefully we can continue to do it.
Plus, last year down there, I thought you really played one of your better games of the season, especially defensively, and really shut down a very good offense. So they're going to have that in the back of their minds coming in here today, too.
Yeah, we've done a good job against their quarterback. You know, he's started for 2-3 years, and he's a veteran, and he makes some really, really good throws. But it's a trust factor with anything. I think they're young. They rotate a lot of line guys in. So he's getting hit quite often, and we need to be able to do that. I think where they've definitely improved is just being able to rely back on the run game. Last year, they kind of would give up on it and ask him to throw it 40, 50 times, maybe 30, 40 times. But they've taken it away a little bit and tried to stay on the ground. They're averaging close to 140 yards a game and 330 yards total offense. So they've been able to move the ball. They just struggled at times finishing off drives. So hopefully that trend continues this weekend and we can get after them.
Mentioned it's the last home game of the season, last home game for a lot of seniors, a lot of kids that you've been very close to over the years. Talk about the meaning of this game emotionally more than anything else.
Yeah, we talk about it, and it's weird this year because we got two road games coming after. So as I told the players on Sunday, we're going to win this game for the seniors. They've done a lot for the programs, and some guys have been only here for 8 months. Some guys have been here for 6 years without, Hoffman. So the journeys are all been different for those seniors, but they all bring in and give different things back to the team. And, I'm a big believer on, standing on the shoulders of the people before you. The foundations are always laid in sending these guys out the right way. And I stole that, that cliche or from Tommy. I heard him talking once on senior day, and actually RH up top in the old glass. And it always just stuck with me because you really think about it. You take a lot of pride in your alumni, and especially here in my 20 years, those guys are close. We had a huge contingency last weekend down at CSP, and those guys talk about these games forever. So our seniors will have a chance to talk to the team on Friday. We kind of always have done that tradition that Coach Tesh started, and let them kind of talk, 3-4 minutes about the meaning of being here at BSU. And that's important for me because, again, these guys sacrifice a lot in team sport. I don't think the average person really understands how much time and effort these kids put in. They're basically here year-round training. They maybe get a few weeks off here and there, but they give a lot back for what they're getting paid. I'll put it that way. So I want to send these guys out the right way and give them the thanks that they deserve.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Head coach Brent Bolte on the pregame with us. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.